This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The former president of the United States, Donald Trump, has been indicted for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. According to Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, Trump has been indicted on four felony counts that include conspiracy to defraud the United States government and witness tampering. More now from Associated Press reporter Jack Smith.
The indictment focuses on schemes by Trump and his allies to subvert the transfer of power and keep him in office despite his loss to Joe Biden. The criminal case comes as Trump leads the field of Republicans seeking the party's 2024 presidential nomination. It centers on the turbulent 2 months between Trump's November 2020 election loss and the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Trump denies doing anything wrong. Norman Hall, Washington.
Trump has been ordered to appear before a judge in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. France has started evacuating citizens and others from Niger. The first two jets have left Niger, and the first one has landed in Paris with people from multiple countries who wanted to evacuate. On Wednesday, military chiefs of member nations of the West African bloc, ECOWAS, will meet in Nigeria to discuss the coup, and a delegation from the bloc will visit Niger on Wednesday as well. Tunisian President Kais Saied has dismissed Prime Minister Nejla Bouden. She is the first woman to lead a government in the North African country. According to a video released by the presidency on Tuesday, he immediately appointed Ahmed Hachani, who worked at the Tunisian Central Bank, to replace her. This is VOA News. Fitch Ratings downgraded the United States government's credit rating, citing rising debt at the federal, state, and local levels, and a steady deterioration in the standards of governance over the past two decades. Fitch says the worsening political polarization around spending and tax policy are key reasons for the downgrade. A settlement has been announced in a lawsuit over human tissue taken from a black woman at Johns Hopkins Hospital in the U.S. city of Baltimore. The cells taken without her knowledge 70 years ago have become the foundational building blocks on which modern medicine has been built, including the polio vaccine and COVID-19 vaccines. The AP's Julie Walker has details.
On what would have been Henrietta Lack's 103rd birthday, family attorney Ben Crump says she is finally getting a measure of justice. Her tissue, taken from cancer cells at Johns Hopkins in 1951, were the first human cells to be successfully cloned and have been used ever since. The settlement is confidential. Thermo Fisher Scientific said in a joint statement, the parties are pleased they were able to find a way to resolve this matter. I'm Julie Walker.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Tuesday for Tunisia to stop expelling migrants into desert border areas and demanded that those already stranded in the harsh environment be relocated. He warned that several have died at Tunisia's border with Libya, while hundreds, including pregnant women and children, reportedly remain stranded in extreme, dire conditions with little access to food and water. In recent days, hundreds of migrants have arrived daily in Libya after being abandoned in the desert borderland by Tunisian security forces, according to both Libyan border guards and the migrants themselves. The knockout round of the Women's World Cup shaping up. Here's ABC and AP correspondent Gethlyn Kolba.
England is through to the knockout stage unscathed after a 6-1 rout of China to top Group D on Tuesday at the Women's World Cup. Five players scored for the unbeaten Lionesses, including a pair of goals for Lauren James. Also in Group D, second place Denmark edged Haiti 2-0. The Netherlands scored four times in a torrid 15-minute first half stretch to overwhelm Vietnam 7-0 and seal the top spot in Group E. Esme Brutz and Jill Roord each logged a brace. Earlier in the day, the United States slipped through to the knockout stage despite a 0-0 draw with Portugal. I'm Gethin Kulba.
The Bahamian government on Tuesday welcomed Kenya's decision to lead a multinational force in Haiti and committed 150 people to support the effort. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.